Just a little bit. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. All right, we are live, y'all. What's going on? I'm trying to go live inside of the Facebook group. If Facebook will let me go. Okay, there we go. Now we're moving. We are live in here, man, with my man Brad in another episode of the Bad Podcast. Welcome back. Brad, what are we talking about today, my brother?
I have a quote from one of the GOATs, Zig Ziglar. Mm. What you get by achieving your goals is not as important as what you become by achieving your goals.
I like it, man. Let's get it.
Hey, good job, guys. Good job. Mental battles. Mental battles.
Hey, man. Eat some meal for life, baby. What it look like, what it be like, what it do. Back in here, another episode of the Bad Podcast. Like I said, we are live in our Eager to Run group page, man. And so if you're watching right now, live in that group, man, show us some love, leave us some comments. If you're watching on the replay, do the same thing. If you're watching on YouTube, leave us some comments. If you're listening on the podcast, I'm sorry, because our guest actually looks better than us. So you're missing out. So make sure you go to YouTube and check out the video. So Brad, man, who we got on the stage today with us?
I'm excited about this guest because this is somebody that I've watched grown personally and professionally over the last handful of years. And I just want to, I want to say that quote one more time, because this person, I'm going to have her introduce herself here shortly. But this quote describes this person. So the quote goes like this: what you get by achieving your goals is not as important as what you become by achieving your goals. So Lindsay, introduce yourself and let's talk today, baby.
Thank you, guys. I'm Lindsay Brooks. I am one of the run coaches in E2M and E2R. And thank you guys for having me here today. Appreciate it.
I love it. So the first thing that I want to talk about today, Lindsay, is your journey. And I remember way back when you used to pick on me for having my holy tights, my holy tights. You'd be calling me out saying those are my wife's, but they were indeed mine.
The Wednesday sizzle.
But the one thing that I want to talk about is the beginning of your journey with E2M and how it's taken you from where you were at to where you are today. Man, you're a rock star, Lindsay. So let's just talk about that journey that you've been on.
Thank you. Yeah, it's wild. I mean, joining E2M has completely changed my life in so many areas of my life. So I was never an athlete growing up. I didn't do sports. I dabbled, I tried a few things, but I was terrible. So that, that was never ingrained in me. And then when starting E2M, I just feel like, I had tried all different fitness things and different diets. And I was never overweight, but I was very unhealthy. Like, I wasn't exercising. I was drinking wine every night. I used to eat like crap. And so when I started E2M, I mean, I remember shortly a few weeks into the program, really feeling so many changes mentally, physically, and it got to a point where I was just like, oh my God, like I didn't even know that my body was capable of feeling this way, right? That I had the energy, like it just completely changed my whole perspective on life and just like, oh my God, what am I doing? Like our health is so important. And like I was all in. And it's funny because my husband's the one that got me in to join in. And I was like, I'm not doing that. I don't need to try another thing. I know what to do, right? Like you think you know what to do, but I didn't. And E2M, it's like that, it's the combination of all the things put together that make it so powerful. You know, it's the food combined with the fitness, combined with the community. It's all the mental part of it, right? It's all that together, and it just works. So I'm here for life for sure.
full package indeed. Shout out Brian, man, for getting this thing started. Shout out Brian. Come on now. Hey, there was a piece that you said in there. You know, everybody thinks that they know what they're doing. And I truly believe that most people, they know what it entails to be healthy and they know what it entails to be fit. And even if you're doing this journey solo, I truly believe that you have the components or the tangibles or whatever you want to call them to become physically fit. But what happens is that one piece that you just mentioned, Lindsay, is community. When I sign on to Facebook, when I sign on to social media, and I see 200,000 others talking positive, talking good vibes, motivating each other, encouraging each other, that's what gets me amped up. And that's what inspires me to come back to the treadmill. That's what inspires me to get back on the mat. Community. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about community. Let's talk about that environment. You have a couple of good buddies in this program.
Yeah, absolutely. And that energy is so contagious. Like I remember when I first started and I was very hesitant to post. Like I wasn't a big poster just on my personal stuff, like here and there, but you know, Jeff kept saying post, it's part of this, it'll help. And so I'm like, all right. So I started doing it and you know, it was people start commenting and you're like, oh, that's nice. That makes me feel good. And then you're holding yourself accountable too, like to keep coming back. And like where I am now, none of this would be real if I wasn't posting. Mm-hmm. Like if I did, I think back to that, like if I didn't post, like my life would be completely different because I connected with people. I now have like gained friends that are lifelong friends. New opportunities have come my way through it. So it completely changed the game. So
Dwayne wasn't much of a poster either. He didn't post much either.
Barely.
who is this guy posting again?
Listen, man, I was the opposite, man. I wanted to get at least 2 to 3 in a day, you know. And honestly, it came from once I figured out the group. Like, I figured out, like, hey, this group is like a smaller version of Facebook. Like, I literally can use the same algorithm that you use, you know, that I use in other podcasts or whatever. You know, be present and respond to everybody. And that's how you get the interaction. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think so it paid off too, because like when you're in the group and you're reading other people's posts, you get inspired and it's motivating. And then I'll never forget the first time someone was like, you're inspiring. I was like, what? Like me? I'm inspiring someone else. And then it became like posting was not only like, okay, this is holding me accountable, but this might also inspire someone else. Like I have the power to like impact someone else's day. And when I realized that, I was just like, wow, it's really cool. It's really powerful.
That's a neat thing, Lindsay, because, you know, obviously I have a platform as well. And, you know, I get those messages often, hey, you're motivating, inspiring, all those things. And I come from the coaching background. I come from the teaching background. So this has always been something that's been almost ingrained in me. But when I post something, I'm not looking for any validation or anything that hey, Brad is a motivator. I'm not looking for that. I'm trying to literally inspire other people to inspire others. I'm trying to encourage others to encourage others. And the first thing that most people will think or say is, I don't have that platform. You're living proof that yes, you do have that platform. Everybody has some sort of platform, whether you have kids, parents, a spouse, cousins, coworkers. Somebody's always watching you because they're almost looking for approval. Like if they can do it, maybe I can too.
Right.
You know, and you know, you talk about confidence and courage, Lindsay, and you qualify for the Boston Marathon. Come on now. Would you have been able to do that 4 years ago, 5 years ago, 6, 7 years ago?
Absolutely not. I would never. I still can't even believe that I did it. Like it's hard for me to wrap my brain around.
Don't ask me how I did it. I just did it. It was hard.
Right. So I want to loop back because something you said that, you know, especially with our platform, we deal with a lot of athletes, pro athletes, and, you know, people that had the sports background. I mean, you literally qualified for the Boston Marathon and you did not have the sports background, like, that in itself is a feat in itself. Like, you know, everybody, I promise, almost everybody we've interviewed, they had some sort of a sports background. I mean, me and Brad, same thing.
Right.
The fact that you were able to make that happen, I mean, it speaks to the possibilities of what we talk about.
I didn't even go, like, I wasn't even a big gym goer. Like, I wasn't even, you know what I mean? And so, yeah, like, it was a whole new world for me. like, oh my God, I didn't know I had, my body had a muscle was there. And, you know, it's wild. And that was the exciting part of it too. It was like, what, number one, to be like, how can my body change? And what am I capable of doing? Like, what can I achieve? What can I do? Like, challenging myself. And I love that. Like, Brad, I have to owe to you too, like, me even running my first marathon. Like, when you posted, it was May a couple years ago, about the 24 and 24. And that was one of those things where I was like, I wonder if I can do that, like, to run 24 miles in 24 hours. And I was like, I don't know if I can do that, but it was exciting just to try. Mm-hmm. And I did it. And that day was the day I was like, you know what? I think maybe I could actually run a marathon. Whereas before I was like, why would anyone run 26 miles? Like, why would anyone do that? That just is crazy. And it's just, you know, you take you reach these different goals and then you're kind of like your mindset shifts and you start believing more in yourself of, wow, I think I can do this. And that feeling of confidence that you gain, that you develop through fitness, that then can translate to all parts of your life. And that's how it really, like, it changes. It changes your life.
Man, I'm getting goosebumps, D. I'm getting goosebumps. Come on now. Come on. I'm getting goosebumps over here because you're talking to the great people of E2M and Eager to Run. And you're the client, right? You started as a client. I started as a client. Don't we? All three of us are clients. All right.
Yeah.
But you talk about that 24 for 24 run and you had that little piece, that little sliver of hope of maybe if I just give myself a chance at this, maybe I'll win. Maybe I'll succeed. It's that little bit of what if. It's that little bit of why not me? Why not me? You know, and then once you start to take those initial steps and you say, golly, this is hard, but why not me? Why can't I go one more step? What if I take one more step? And if I take that one more step, can I take a second? Can I take a third? And then all of a sudden, exactly what you just said, Lindsay, you start becoming courageous, not on the treadmill, not on the asphalt out there in life. And that's what fitness is doing for people. That's what E2M is doing for people. Mm-hmm. It's creating the necessary confidence to win outside of the treadmill and outside of the basketball.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm loving this.
I feel like you find who you truly are. It's like your truest self, right? Because the insecurities start to dissipate, the walls that maybe you had up, the fears, like you start breaking down those things and you're like, you just start to feel who you truly are and your potential. And it's really exciting. I feel like it's like a superpower, right? Like fitness is like a superpower. Eating, you know, when you're eating clean and you're working, exercising, the changes that does to you, it gives you superpowers.
Unstoppable. Dwayne's actually thinking about running. He's thinking about taking up running now. He's like,
oh, I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah, you're right, though. I mean, you almost become unstoppable once you start really taking care of yourself because, you know, a confident person goes the distance. You know, if you're confident and you can look at yourself in the mirror after every single day and say, I poured my heart and soul into today's efforts and actions, you go to bed at night knowing that tomorrow, I can probably do this again. You know, and that's that raise the bar mentality. Oh man, I love this.
So I'm gonna leave the running to my wife. she's actually in the comments saying how much she loves your class. Hey. I know we'll probably talk about that, but I just wanted to throw that out there.
Hey, I only see two comments. My comments are up, but that's all right. Lindsay, so you know, I want to know, you know, from a client's perspective, you were a client a year and a half ago. But what's your best advice to somebody that's maybe struggling, you know, whether it be running or fitness or the nutrition piece? Like, what's your best piece of advice for somebody out there that's struggling?
I would say, I mean, if you're not engaging in the group, to put yourself out there, because it is really hard to do all of this alone. Yeah. It is. It's really hard to do it alone. I don't think I know that I wouldn't be where I am if I was trying to do all these things alone. So all you need is one person. All you need is one person to connect with, to, you know, help hold you accountable. And also just know that, like, there's ups and downs in this journey. It's not like perfect. No one does this perfectly. And so, you know, on those bad days, just like almost, I remember I would beat myself up a lot when I would like fall off the meal plan or, you know, miss days working out. And I realized that I had to change that expectation for myself. Like, I was striving. I mean, there's one thing to strive for perfection, right? You're trying to do your best, but also at the same time, know that it's not a realistic expectation. So I had to change that expectation of for myself. Like, I'm going to have bad days and it's okay. And it's like, I always say, like, when I get in a rut or something, because it still happens. Like, I have ups and downs for sure. And I'll be like, okay, I'm going to give myself 2 good days, like, mm-hmm. just 2 days, give myself 2 days, like, eat clean, get a workout in, mm-hmm. and usually it'll help shift my mindset back towards the right direction of, like, getting back on track. But yeah, I always reach out to my accountability partners if I'm struggling, and they help hold you accountable. Mm-hmm. So sometimes it's just that little push forward that you need from someone, and then you can keep going yourself, you know?
Yeah, we all have bad days. And I know Dwayne's the master of accountability as an employee of E2M and Eager to Run. I mean, he's still holding others accountable, which is, I mean, my hat is off to you, D, because, you know, it's hard to engage with those people that are struggling time and time again. But at the same time, you know, when you're surrounded by those people, it's just encouraging to help others, right? It's the law of attraction. I mean, what you're putting out into the universe will come back full circle, and it will feed your soul, right?
Yeah.
But we all have bad days, and none of us, nobody is alone, even though it feels like sometimes we're in a, you know, in a room of solitude, like we're not alone.
Right.
I'm running the same race as D. I'm running the same race as you every day. We're all running the same race, and it's hard, man. It's hard.
And that was like another cool thing, just with being in the group and reading other people's posts. You're like, I'm not the only one that feels this way. Okay. Mm-hmm. This is normal, you know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Man, I'm also excited because for anybody that's watching this live, we are going to be in Lindsay's hometown this weekend. New Jersey, we're coming in hot. We're coming in sizzling.
Yes.
Lindsay, tell us about your first meetup and how it encouraged you to stay on track and you know, keep the journey.
So it's so funny because this weekend is going to be a full circle moment for me, because my very first meetup was the Jersey meetup 2 years ago. Oh my God, I was so excited. I was so giddy to meet all the coaches. I met so many people, so many of my friends in person for the first time, people that I had connected with. I mean, it's amazing the connections you can make with people virtually. And so it was amazing. You go to these meetups and you're just, it resurges you. And so now coming, you know, back to Jersey as a coach, it still feels surreal. But very, very cool full circle moment.
Yeah, I love it. There's been a handful posted and said they're nervous about coming to a meetup. And I'll be the first to say, guys, you know, as much as we may not know each other personally, we all know each other and we're one big happy family, you know, and it's a prime time opportunity to step out of your comfort zone. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, fitness is all about growth, fitness, anything that you want to really advance in. It's all about getting out of that comfort zone. And a lot of people are nervous because we're meeting for the first time. But man, I will tell you, I just like you, Lindsay, and just like you, Dee, we will all come with open arms, man. We are one big community. So don't be shy. Don't be afraid. Take those fears. What did I say? If you fear it, chase it.
I know. Just force yourself to come because there's no way you're going to regret it. You're going to be so happy you did it and walk away with, you know, new friends and just so many positive things can come from it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We will actually be live in New Jersey. We will have an audience. We will have the podcast set up. Dwayne and I will be taking guests for anywhere from 5 to 7 minutes. So anybody and everybody is very welcome. We'll probably carve out about an hour of time. So that's at OTS, correct, Lindsay?
Yeah, that's the after OTS spot. Yeah.
Is that how you say it, OTS?
Yes.
All right. Coming in hot at OTS. All right. So we're coming in hot at OTS. On Saturday after the meetup, Dwayne and I will be taking guests. So Lindsay, you know, first and foremost, man, I'm just, Dwayne and I are both extremely proud of you. You know, you continue to raise the bar and shine bright and lead through action. You know, it's easy to talk the talk, man, but to follow with footsteps is extremely hard, but you're out there following with the footsteps. What's next for Lindsay Brooks?
I mean, right now I have been, you know, the run coaching and launching the personal run coaching. So, you know, coaching people one-on-one, and the group series that I've been doing has been what I've been very passionate about right now. And that's like the cool part too, with running is that like, it can look very different in your life at different parts of your life, right? Like a year and a half ago or a year ago, I was training for a marathon and now I'm coaching sprint classes, right? So it's like both still running, but in a completely different way and also different physical and mental changes too that come from it, from the different way that I'm running. So right now, I mean, the community in E2M that really inspired me to become a running coach. And I got certified, like not knowing what the heck was going to come from it. Like, I remember telling my husband, I'm like, I just feel very strongly like this is something I'm supposed to do. I have no idea where it's going to go, but I know that this feels like the right thing. It was almost like I felt like I was finding a purpose. And so, you know, since when Jeff opened up the guest coaching opportunities and being able to do that, was just such a surreal moment for me too, because I never, ever thought, like, that's just another example of like, you know, the confidence that fitness gave me. I never thought that I would be able to like get on a treadmill in front of a live, you know, video and teach a class. And here I am doing it and I love it. And I love so much, like running and fitness has changed my life in so many positive ways. And so I just love being able to give that back to people and make it fun. You know, I know a lot of people don't love running, but I try to make it fun and challenging in an exciting way. So for me right now, that's been my, I've been really into doing a sprint series class, which has been really taking off. And honestly, I didn't even realize for myself how amazing sprints doing on a consistent basis was going to make me feel and how it has changed my body. So, and there's so many health benefits to it. So I've been really passionate about doing that and just seeing other people how it's changing them, right? Like how they're feeling more confident and it's empowering. And so that's, you know, for right now, I have my one-on-one coaching and the sprint series, which I'm focusing on.
Beauteous. Beautiful. Where can I find you? Where can I find you on Instagram?
So my Instagram is at Lindsay Elise Brooks, but I do have a website, laceupwithlindsay.com, and that's where you can contact me through the website. I do offer free consultations just to talk through if there's something you want, whether it's coaching or just trying to figure out a new, you know, what your next goal is. You can set that up, and all the details are on the website. So,
cool. Sounds good. All right, Lindsay. So this is transition of the show. We're going to get into the do you know or did you know moment. This is something that, you know, a lot of people might not know about you. Like I mentioned before we got on air, if it's incriminating, make sure there's enough time has passed before you did it. I'm going to play this short video and give you a chance to think of that moment. So here's the video. Video's over. Hope you came up with it. Here you go, Lindsay. What is the do you know or did you know moment about you?
Okay, so an interesting fact about me that barely anybody knows is that I have a rare recessive gene that causes me to not have body odor. So I never have had body odor. I don't get body odor. My dad had it. My brother has it. And that's my interesting fact. I'm not mad about it.
where can I sign up for this? Is that something that comes in a prescription or man, oh man, bottle that up, sell it.
Sheesh.
Mm-hmm. That was fantastic.
I don't even know how to end after that. Like
Oh, all right. That's good stuff, man.
All right, Brad. It's on you.
Hey, man. Ain't no stink around here. Don't dabble. Go all in.
I like it, man. Till next time. We out of here.
Thank you. Yeah.